Let's pray. Lord, we thank you truly that you have never left us alone, but have helped us repeatedly throughout our lives and have given us your presence. So, Lord, we thank you for your presence with us today. We ask you for your mercy and grace to help us to hear what it is that you want us to, that we may surrender more and more over to you daily. We thank you, Lord, so very much, and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 146, found on page 549 of your pew Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Third Sunday in Advent. We're almost there. I mean, it is right around the corner. How many of you are all done? Don't have anything left to do. You can just coast from here until Christmas. You got your cooking done. You got your gifts bought. All the decorations are up. Y'all good? How many of you still have more work? Yeah? Yeah, I mean, that's normal. You don't fret over that. I only ask that question so we can celebrate the few who are truly done. I mean, because my parents, every year, Christmas Eve, they would be putting up decorations. I mean, it's just down to the wire every year. But I tell you, I'm excited. Love Christmas time. We had one of our traditions last night. We decorated the tree, and after the decoration of the tree, we sat around and we watched Elf. It's a lot of joy to be had at Christmas time. And I love our psalm, being that this is the Advent of joy, the Sunday where we celebrate joy. The psalm is exceedingly appropriate, for it's all about joy. It's about rejoicing and praising God in the midst of all things. If you read Psalm 145, 46, 47, 48, and I believe 49, it's all about joy. All of it. About rejoicing God for so many different reasons. This one, though, is one of my particular favorites. The rejoicing starts in verse 1, but I'm going to skip down to verse 6, where it talks about rejoicing God, or praising in God, who created... You find it here real quick. Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. The God of creation. How many of you love taking walks in the woods? Or used to, anyway. Love the woods. My dad used to hunt every year since I was born, or probably before that. But for the past decade or so, my dad, he no longer hunts. He takes his rifle for a walk. That's what he says. He says, not hunting, I'm taking my rifle for a walk. He doesn't get anything, he hasn't gotten anything for a long time. But he just loves walking in the woods, seeing what there is to see, listening to the squirrels and the wind in the leaves. Something about that nature that draws him close to God. It's not just him, of course. Something beautiful about nature. I had the opportunity to go to Africa the day after I graduated high school. And while we were there, we saw what was called God's window. And we walked up to this cliff where you can just see for miles and miles and miles. It was beautiful. Truly breathtaking. You don't have to go to Africa to see that, though. You can go to Jumonville. Jumonville, you go up to the cross, up to the top of the hill where the cross sits, and you can see for 55 miles. On a beautiful day, you can see Pittsburgh on the horizon. Gorgeous view across four states. May have shared this story with you before, but I was up there once when I worked as camp counselor, and I was standing up on that hillside, and I was feeling particularly down that day, discouraged about life and things, and I prayed to God, Lord, please remind me of your presence, as if the view wasn't enough. And then all of a sudden, a hawk flew out of the woods and across the horizon, and then back down into the woods. Just lasted a few seconds. I don't know if it was God, but God's got good timing. It's what I needed in that moment, just a reminder of God's majesty in the midst of the creation. God is definitely powerful and to be held in awe for all that we see. That God made this is fantastic and wonderful and awe-inspiring. But there's something else in our hymn today, or in our psalm that we read, that is also quite awe-inspiring. And it's the rest of the psalm. You see, the God who created the heavens and the earth and the sea and the oceans and everything in them, the God who created all that we see, is also the same God who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, sets the prisoners free, who opens the eyes of the blind and lifts up those who are bowed down. It's the God who loves the righteous, who watches over strangers, who upholds the orphan and the widow. It's the God who created the heavens and the earth is also the same God who doesn't forget about the lowly and the oppressed. It's the same God who doesn't let those who are going through the difficulties of this world go through them alone. It's a God who walks with the unfortunate, who walks with the forgotten, who is present with the weak and the lowly. The God who showed us God's power and might is the God who also walks with us, who lacks power and might. I love this Sunday, the Sunday of joy, because it reminds us that it's not some weak, piddling joy, that when bad things happen, it goes away. It's a joy with strength and power that stays even in the midst of difficulty. I have had the great fortune of serving here at Trinity Church for the past 5 years. I'm in my sixth year now. Praise God for that. You guys have walked with me as much as I have walked with you. And you've been with me through some difficult times in my life. You know I have depression. I've been very open with that. Been diagnosed since 2008 with depression. It's gotten worse over the years. And you've walked with me with that. I asked for prayer several months ago, maybe a year now, because I was just starting medication. My first two medications didn't work. The side effects were too strong. And then I stopped after the second one because I was just so discouraged. Stopped for a long time, 6 to 8 months. Through your prayers, through encouragement of Stephanie and other loved ones in my life, I tried again. One day, I was talking to some family members, and they told me about some things that helped them. So I asked the doctor to try that. Been on it for 2 months now, and I thank God for it. Depression and mental health and anxiety is a common thing. Everyone, or at least many, experience it. Some in this church. Many in our community, it's the norm. Well, not quite, but at least it's not uncommon. But you know what? even those who are experiencing depression, anxiety, and have trouble experiencing joy in their lives, still have joy because of what God has given them. I have experienced joy. Now, it's not the kind of joy where I want to throw rose petals in the air and dance the Macarena, although the Macarena is pretty fun. It's a joy. It's a joy that reminds me that I can continue. It's a joy that reminds me that I can put one foot in front of the other and keep on walking, even though I may not want to. It's a joy that helps me see that tomorrow will be okay because God's got it. I love our scripture because it reminds us that God is with the lowly, giving strength to the weak and helping those who need the help. It is joy, not in the way that we may imagine it should be, but it's joy nonetheless. And so we rejoice this Christmas season that God is with us through Jesus Christ and through that great gift that lasts not just for a short time, but for all eternity. And for that, we can rejoice, all of us.